Venerable Sir and Friends. Some time ago, one of my friends asked me how I felt when I was giving a lecture. Now, I remember I replied that when I give a lecture, at least when I give a lecture at the Vihara, not always elsewhere, I feel as though I'm conducting an orchestra. Now, I don't know whether the meaning of that statement is at once apparent, but what I meant was that when I give a lecture, I don't feel that I'm giving the lecture and that the lecture falls, as it were, upon a completely passive and receptive audience. Yes, in a sense, the audience is passive or is receptive, but not altogether so. If I can indulge in a paradox, one might say that it is an active stillness or active receptivity. So really a successful lecture is the result of a certain cooperation between the speaker and those who hear, those who listen. Anyone who is experienced as a public speaker, as a lecturer, will tell you that there are some gatherings, some occasions, on which for no apparent reason he or she is able to speak far better than on other occasions or in other places. And it is because of this, as it were, unconscious, or if you like, passive or non-active cooperation from the audience. Now, I mention this evening because it seems appropriate to do so, inasmuch as the title of this afternoon's talk is The Spiritual Community. Now, in case you've forgotten, we are still plodding away at our series, Introducing Buddhism. We've had many interruptions. We've had one interruption, as you recollect, a very welcome one, last Sunday when we celebrated Vaishakha. But today we get back to the series, and perhaps I can remind you that we have had in this series, Introducing Buddhism, a number of introductory lectures, a number of talks on the Buddha, others on the Dharma. So naturally, we come on to the Sangha. Now, the Sunday before last, we had the first of this small group of talks on the Sangha, and that was, of course, entitled The Stages of the Path. And today, this afternoon, also we are concerned with the Sangha, because by spiritual community, we mean Sangha. Sangha, if we translate the spirit, the essence of the matter rather than just the letter, is the spiritual community. And as such it is, as we shall see, very important indeed. Now, not only here at the Vihara, but elsewhere, at the Buddhist Society and at some of the groups outside London, I have spoken on this subject of the spiritual community more than once. And I certainly don't want to repeat myself. It may well be that at least half of you have heard me speak on the spiritual community already. So, this afternoon I want to follow, as it were, a middle way, a middle course. I'm going to talk about the Sangha, about the spiritual community, but I'm not going to do it quite in the orthodox, quite in the conventional way or sense. Usually when we talk about the spiritual community, we're concerned to describe what it is. But I'm going to be concerned more this afternoon with why it is. Not so much the what of the spiritual community as the why. Now, we can't understand the why of the spiritual community, why there should be a spiritual community, a third jewel in Buddhism at all, unless we have some knowledge of the what that spiritual community actually is. So this is what I'm going to do this evening. I'm going to give a brief recapitulation, first of all, of what the spiritual community is, and then delve a little more in detail as to why in Buddhism we have a spiritual community as the third jewel or the third refuge at all. There may be time towards the end to touch on the position and the future prospects of the spiritual community, the Sangha, in this country.